This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, here we go. Get yourself into the excited zone. It's DJV time with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And both Jennifer, what an opportunity. Both Jennifer and Victoria have some trending items. Jen, where do we start?
We start with the FBI and a new report that has come out warning about sexual assaults on airline flights. I don't know if you've had a chance to see this, but this is pretty unbelievable. The FBI is warning about a serious federal crime that's on the rise, even though many incidents are probably not being reported, and that is sexual assault in the air. Now, this is still a pretty rare phenomenon, but agents said that the number of reported cases has increased in recent years. In 2014, there were 38 cases of in-flight sexual assault reported to the FBI. Last year, that number almost doubled at 63 reported cases, but officials believe that crimes are significantly underreported. Already this year, there have already been 10 reports of sexual assaults at one airport alone. That's Baltimore Airport, BWI, Kara, in your neck of the woods. Those numbers are in line with what other airports are reporting around the country. Now, the attack usually involves inappropriate touching, either grazing a body part to even more graphic acts. Now, when I originally read this story, I thought, okay, has anybody seen the size of an airplane seat and an airplane aisle? Of course you're going to graze somebody, right? And maybe it's going to be inappropriate and you don't mean to do it. But I guess if you dig down deep, it seems that many of the victims, people who are being victimized here, are people who sit in a middle or a window seat, and they're on the long-haul flights maybe across the country where they're covered by a blanket or a jacket, and they go to sleep. And many of these people will wake up, and they will find that the offenders sitting next to them will have their hands under the blanket or maybe in their clothing.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
And so imagine that. Imagine going to sleep on an airplane, which is hard for me to imagine in general because I don't usually much. It's difficult. But you wake up, and then you have a hand down your shirt or something like that. I mean, this is ridiculous. And this is what's happening. According to the FBI, they've even created a pamphlet to tell you what to do if you are a victim.
What are you supposed to do, though?
Immediately punch someone in the face.
Punch the guy.
That's what I would do.
They say most of them happen on red-eye flights when the cabin lights are dim. That way no one can see what's going on.
Lights go down low. All right, travel news here.
Think about it. Most people will take, some people take the sleeping pills on the flight and they're just knocked out and they let themselves be victim to this.
There you go. TSA taking a closer look at powders. This sounds important. Now the TSA focusing on containers with more than 350 milliliters of powder, asking passengers to place those items in checked luggage or risk being subjected to additional screening. The TSA says security concerns have to do with the risk of an explosive device that could be put in talcum powder or something like that. When did this start? Why? What is there? What's happened? This started in April. I haven't noticed it, but I don't carry any powder with me. But it's such theater. It really is. This travel theater.
What are they looking for? So
theater.
it's just powder that.
How are they going to know
about
looking at it whether you can blow? Unless you try to blow it up, how are you going to know whether it's blow upable or not?
Yeah. Do they have a lab testing place now? It's a check-in? It just doesn't make any sense.
It's so foolish. You think those guys, the people at the TSA, first of all, there's so many of them. I came through Martha's Vineyard the other day. You know how many TSA agents they have assigned to that station? 14 full-time TSA agents.
You would think it's like wings, but no.
Airport. Yeah. Well, this airport has maybe a dozen flights a day, and they're all 10-passenger flights. It is incredible the amount of money.
Don't you think people want to work there, though?
At what, Martha's Vineyard?
Of course
I'd want to work in Martha's Vineyard at the TSA. Other travel news, Marriott International unveiling a plan to revamp the Sheraton Hotel and Resorts brand. struggling for a while. I didn't know this, but I don't think, I mean, when I travel, I like Marriott's, Weston's, hotels that are like that, Sheraton's, but now they all belong to the same. That's the thing. There's been so much consolidation, you don't really know, although in this circumstance, you can pretty much count on Marriott owning almost everything. So they're shuffling around the brands. What they bought Starwood Hotels in 2016, so they have 444 Sheratons alone. You know how many hotels they own altogether? We're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of units controlled by this one company. Anyway, 25% of the owners of Sheraton hotels have committed to spending $500 million to renovate. Now, the other thing that you don't probably know is that Marriott is a brand that is used. The owners, most hotels, you can go into a hotel and you'll see a plaque on the wall that says this hotel is managed by Marriott but owned by this group of partners. So it's a different reality. And they,
is it like a Starbucks in that sense? It's you, you buy
yeah,
the brand, but franchise, you operate it individually?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just a big corporation that ran everything.
Well, it is. They own their own. They own some of their own hotels, but more often than not, because they don't have to have any capital involved, they're just a management company. But they've bought all these other management companies with different brands, and I just wonder if it makes any difference anymore. Is it just like what was predicted when I was a kid? Somebody said to me, well, when you're an old-timer, the country will be, it'll be the airline, the supermarket, the hotel, and that's what's happened certainly in the radio business, the radio station. There are only a few owners of some of these large companies, so it's happening everywhere. And I just was talking about the AT&T and the Comcast deal and Fox being bought out by Disney. You know, sooner or later, it's the
Monsanto and Bayer.
Ah!
Yeah, it
right.
just keeps going.
On that. Yeah,
but the interesting thing about the Sheraton, I was thinking about it. I'm like, when's the last time I even stayed in a Sheraton? And actually, the answer is we were stayed in one in Ireland in January.
Most of them are older. They feel older.
The yeah, and it definitely felt older.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that they're revamping with a lot of business people in mind. So I don't know if maybe that's going to be their new... their new target, because they have like the adjustable desks that
are
going to go in.
Always the target because they have the money to spend on.
But especially though, right? But especially though, with the adjustable desks, because a lot of people have standing
yes.
desks
yeah.
in their office now. So things like that. That's a very unique feature for a hotel,
didn't
and
I
that
see
is
some
clearly going
company,
towards business people.
Announcing they were going to do that stand up desks for its employees. Where did I see that this week?
They're great.
A lot of
My
companies
got
have
one. I'm jealous. I want one, too.
Yeah, I like them, frankly. They're good. It's better
Sitting
to be
is
on
the
your
new
seat.
Smoking, so it's
yeah,
good
bad
for, you.
For you. All right, let's get off of our butts. It's 14 past the hour on the DJV show.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty odor? Damp, moldy home increases by 75% the risk of respiratory problems together with indoor gases and pollutants. Your health is at risk. Wave ventilation constantly expels moisture, odors, radon, pollutants to make your home drier and healthier. Get year-round healthy humidity and air quality management in one unit. No filters. Satisfaction guaranteed. Learn more at dryhomenow.com. That's dryhomenow.com.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, some people in the news today. I was going to say Fox announced, but Fox didn't announce. Seth MacFarlane announced on behalf of himself. Remember earlier this week we were talking about him being upset because of something Tucker Carlson said, and it seemed to be much ado about nothing, but apparently he's taking it very seriously, taking it to the next level, because he gave $2.5 million to NPR. I don't understand why. He was angry at Fox, so he gives money to NPR. Trying to figure out the rationale
his
for that.
Money, he can do what he wants with it.
Right, exactly. But why tie the two together? You want to give money to NPR? Give money to NPR. One way or the other. Help yourself. His stuff would never make it on NPR, that's for sure. He should be thankful there is a Fox, because otherwise, where would he at? Well, he'd probably be all right on Netflix, some of the subscription-based stuff. He could do that, right? All right, let's see if we can figure out the latest move from Jason Kessler, who has filed an application. It's been approved to hold a white civil rights rally in August at the National Park in Washington. This ought to be good. Remember last year in Charlottesville, he held the August Unite the Right rally? Now, for me, you don't hear shots at the right or the left other than what the individuals deserve, in my mind. So that's why I don't get involved in these Trump things or didn't with the Obama. Just individual things, yes, but not as a general reaction. Ah, everything he does is terrible. Look at everybody. But I would tell you, this group, as far as I'm concerned, pretty much everything they do is terrible. I see that they have a right to do it, and we applaud, and they all ought to be thankful. And we all ought to be thankful. We live in a country where you can do this stupid stuff. Because, about 400 people showed up last year, but what a mess they made.
Well, the woman died, and she was killed, and it's a disaster. And now they want to do it on a larger
stage. So they ought to be able to do what they do. But we know what they stand for, and so why would you pay attention to it? But that's what he wants. He wants you to pay attention. It's usually with guys like that, it's all about them and what their beliefs are, what they feel like they need to have attention. We need to have. And I understand, because now there's this counter movement. We got to balance everything so the black people have a Black Pride Day, and how come we can't have a White Pride Day? What for? Muslim Pride Day, Christian Pride Day. Ay, ay, ay.
Can we just have one Pride Day and everybody can just be proud and we can go for the day?
Thank you, Jennifer. Ding, 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 ding.
That'd be okay.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Thanks. I'll take participation in that.
Yeah, says Kate, the three white people. It's fine with us, but other people have very different perspectives on it.
Well, but why do they have different perspectives? What goes
on
in their
life? Because of their history that we don't share.
But we don't. It isn't history now. It's today. You look and remember the small mirror in the back looks back, big windshield in the front?
Yeah,
so that was
that's
yesterday.
That's a very simplistic way.
History's not that far away either.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not buying it. All right, 21 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's 23 and change after the hour here on the DJV program. Entertainment item number one is the continuing focus on what's ABC going to do now with Darlene Conner and the spinoff from Roseanne. Apparently, yesterday, the folks that are producing this program, or produce the old program, have told John Goodman and Larry Metcalf that they are going to have a new show. They will receive $250,000 an episode, as was negotiated for the second season of the revival of Roseanne. I'd say that means they're going to have a revival of, or I don't know, how do they, what is, do they just call it a spinoff of a revival? Whatever it is, there is big money, because the Roseanne show proved to be the number one show of the season for ABC. Not only the number one show, new show, but the number one show ratings-wise. So they, you know, Roseanne screwed everybody, including herself, with this. Why don't you just keep
It'll be your... interesting to see if she'll sign off and allow them to do it.
She has to. They won't do it. They've told her she cannot profit from it.
Right, because if she profits from it, then you're going to still have sponsors pulling out of the project,
right,
even if she's not in it. So
yeah.
is she going to swallow her pride and let everybody go on without her, or is she going to make a think? That'll be the interesting part to figure out.
No, she says she's going to just walk away. So
I don't know. It'd be really easy to kill her if they wanted to just keep it Roseanne. They could actually just get rid of her, because the last episode had her going in for knee surgery, and while it's unlikely to die usually from knee replacement surgery, you know, they could say something went wrong. Right.
Yeah, right. Complications. Okay, 25 after the hour. Speaking of things wrong, yesterday we were trying to figure out what happened to Paul McCartney's new singles that were supposed to be out, and they weren't, but they are now for everyone to enjoy. Its 17th studio album is being released, called Egypt Station. That's in September. The album he named after one of his original paintings has new singles. We talked about I Don't Know and Come On to Me. And so that's what we have playing in the background here. Let's see what we think of this.
Yeah, this one's I Don't Know. It's not my favorite. I like the other one a little bit better.
Yeah. So why don't we play the other one?
Well, I wanted to give you a chance to listen to it.
I haven't heard them either.
I must try to be strong.
Pretty standard McCartney stuff.
I love you best as I can.
That's good.
But you know that I won't be a man. Why am I going wrong? I don't know.
one now?
Yes. Thank you. This is Come On to Me. I like the other one. You said you like this one better, Kara. I like the other one better.
Yeah, the other one's kind of boring to me.
No. There you go. So McCartney recorded the album in Los Angeles and in England. Egypt Station available to pre-order now. And McCartney is apparently going to be headlining at the Austin City Limits Music Festival in October. That performance marked his first major show of the year after devoting much of last year to his one-on-one shows with all of his hits. Those were fun. And he really filled up. I mean, McCartney's going to fill up any stadium that he goes to.
I like this one because it kind of has some Beatle-esque stuff in it. Mm-hmm. Like the change in the melodies, and it's I think that's kind of a cool thing. He still has a little bit of that original sound.
Let's just do a little more of it. Let's just do a little more of it, yeah. There's wings there. That feels like wings. This does. Yeah, that really feels like wings.
I like it.
Yeah. That's okay. It's all right. So it'll do well because it's McCartney. What's anything else? 28 past the hour. The focus on music and Paul McCartney here on the DJ V Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration's reportedly considering combining two federal government departments. The Departments of Education and Labor would become one, and an announcement on that recommended merger could be made today by the Trump administration. Congress would have to approve any such combined agency. The move is a result of a lengthy review of cabinet agencies aimed at reorganizing and shrinking the federal government. President Trump speaks at a rally in Duluth, Minnesota last night, hours after signing an executive order reversing his zero-tolerance policy at the southern border, which had been separating families.
And by the way, today I signed an executive order. We're going to keep families together, but the border is going to be just as tough as it's been.
U.S. House lawmakers are to tackle some immigration measures today. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, The bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry.
He can smell our fear.
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now 34 at the hour, this the DJV show, a daily interview with the reality. I guess we're all interested in our own realities and your realities. We'll share our thoughts. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen in the control room in Washington. Let's see what we can do about bringing you a good day. Although there are distractions. Victoria's been focusing on the problems of OxyContin. This is a national... Is it as bad elsewhere as it is here? Are the countries having the same... grappling with the same issues when
That's
it comes to...
That's a good question. I would guess Canada may have... I do think Canada does have some issues like this, similar, but I don't think anything is as bad as in the U.S.
Yeah. So what's going on now? You were mentioning earlier.
Well, Purdue Pharma, which is the maker of OxyContin, they have fired the rest of their sales team. They confirmed that about 350 employees were let go earlier this week, and that about half of that group was in their sales department. Mm-hmm. And so now that they had already cut the sales force in half, now they've gotten rid of the other half. And so... they said they were going to stop promoting opioids to doctors. Wah-wah. Like, hello, it's way too late anyway.
Yeah, right.
Multiple drug outlets have already
reported.
Barn
door, horses out. clothes.
Right, yep. Exactly. Yeah. OxyContin is one of Purdue's best-selling drugs. Of course it is. They said they're still going to manufacture it, but they're now focusing on new medications and unmet needs of cancer patients. So that's their new focus. But, of course, they're still facing several lawsuits from multiple states and local entities, basically, that they had marketed this, that they had marketed OxyContin as safe. Doctors prescribed it, and look where we are.
Mm-hmm.
42,000 people in 2016 were killed by opioids, and they were involved in 40% of all opioid overdose deaths are the prescription OxyContin. So
some of these drugs and others apparently have been forced on children in these migrant camps. There have been investigations into, there have been some lawyers going after the information from the Office of Refugee Resettlement. I look at this stuff and I think to myself, why, how, when? It's so frustrating because you don't really know what to do, no matter what the instance. Okay, Victoria's story, something, other story. Every day there's a problem with these drugs and drugs being. I remember when I was teaching school, kids were sent down to the nurse if they were acting out. And it was supposed to be the nurse helping youngsters to feel better. But what are they feeling badly about? Is it psychological? Is it emotional? Is it physical? And we didn't have the resources. Those people didn't have the sophistication to know what was really going on. Or even the simple answer to the question, what'd you have for breakfast there, buddy? Which more often than not was the problem in school. What they had for breakfast, or what they didn't have for breakfast. So, anyway. Let me just stick to the migrant situation. I thought it was interesting. Yesterday, American Airlines, United, Southwest, and Frontier said that they will not be flying migrant children who've been separated from their families. They refuse to do it. American said, we bring families together. We don't break them apart.
Saw that the airlines had all said that, but how would they know? Do they mean they're going to deny a government official getting on a flight with a child? Is that what they meant?
Isn't it some reports, and this is just a guess because I don't really know, but I think it's because in New York, Victoria, I think the other day there was a story about these kids who were actually migrants coming into this country or separated from their parents who were actually in shelter facilities in New York. And I think the mayor, Bill de Blasio, was going to go try to check it out. And so I think in most cases, the families are kept close together wherever they're coming in, at whatever illegal point they're coming in. But there are some instances where there aren't facilities to take care of the kids, and so then they have to send them off someplace.
Okay.
Right. And so I think the airlines were saying, well, we're not going to fly them if you're going to make them fly commercial and ship them off someplace.
So what's going on with the World Cup? World Cup, do we have any more of the Russians doing other unspeakable things like winning?
They have won. I didn't see any of it yesterday, but I know Russia did win their most recent game. I think Kara's probably been following it a little more closely.
Well, the reason I ask isn't so much because I'm not on to that, although there are a lot of people. I was told yesterday in the bank, I love
Portugal's
this.
Portugal's killing it. We know
that. Yeah,
Portugal's
that's
got a real chance to win.
Yeah.
Their star player has scored more goals. He scored 4 goals, Cristiano Ronaldo, so far. So he's scored more than anybody else in the World Cup.
I think at the end, even if he doesn't score any more goals, because they beat Morocco 1-0 yesterday, or was it yesterday? I don't know, sometime earlier this week. He's going to have more goals than like 10 teams total that are playing in the World Cup that have gone out with 0 points. So it's pretty crazy.
So here's a reporter, correspondent for the German news station, Juliet Gonzalez-Theran, who's doing a live report from Russia, and some Russian guy runs up to her, grabs her, and kisses her.
I saw that.
This is a weird... Did you see the video for it?
I
watched the video for it. It's just a random dude comes up and kisses her on the cheek.
Right, but the headline was it got labeled as a sexual assault.
I know.
When I watched the video, I was like, well, wait a second. He runs up, he grabs her by the shoulders and kisses her on the cheek, and maybe he grazed her left boob, but that was not a sexual assault.
That's the thing. So I wouldn't qualify it as a sexual assault, but I think what people were more trying to say is that, hey, just a reminder, this is what women have to deal with on the job when they're reporters.
Of course.
Because this happens all the time. How many videos have we all
scene of women reporters out on the street getting kissed or smacked on the butt or, you know, something like that by crazed sports fans. Happens all the time.
Start throwing punches.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I wish somebody would smack me in the butt as I'm traveling. That'd be
Well, I'll make sure to tell somebody on the plane to do that. Are you going to be on any red eyes sometime soon?
I'm on a plane.
Cover you in a blanket and hope for the best.
Yeah. I'll ask one of those guys to smack you on the butt.
Okay, very nicely done. Thank you. The median incomes across America, the whole business of how much unemployment. I'm more interested in this now because I'm trying to figure out, I think I've made a few statements this week about where the economy is going and how we seem to be trying to kill the golden goose, increasing interest rates and things like that. I'm wondering whether you feel it or sense it in Los Angeles or New York. Jennifer, is there, or Victoria? I feel that at this point, the interest rate increase has just dampened enthusiasm a little bit, and only if people are trying to borrow money for a mortgage. The rate was 3.4, the average rate was 3.4%, and that's still pretty good, actually, when
still
you get right down to it. It's now
up to 3.8 or 6%.
I remember when Jimmy Carter was president, it was 18%.
Whoa.
So, any question about why he didn't get reelected? It didn't take a lot to figure out what was going to happen at the end of that deal. But it just seems rather, again, the news media play has so much of an impact on our lives. When I was a kid, I sound like the old timer from the old galoot from Duluth, the focus wasn't on the news media. You'd be exposed to a newspaper, and you'd watch perhaps the nightly news with Walter Cronkite or the Huntley Brinkley Report or something like that. And that was it. Okay, so we know what's going on today. Next. It wasn't all about how many people do you know who, when they sit down to have a conversation with you, let's say you're going to dinner, the first thing out of their mouths is something political or something about what is not affecting them in their lives, but in general, it's the order of the day. Do you find that to be the case? You go out a lot with you. Well, both of you do, Victoria and Jennifer. You have lots of friends go out. What's the last time you went to dinner with Jennifer, with somebody, what was the first thing that came up in conversation?
It depends on who I'm with. When I'm with my circle of friends and we don't get to see each other that often, it's usually personal stuff. But if it's somebody who's an acquaintance or if it's someone like my family, a lot of times we talk about the news of the day. I just think it's, you know, before it was a little bit easier to get the real news. It was easier to do. Walter Cronkite was a trusted source. He wasn't politically biased. And you got one newspaper and that was it. But now you get people who are getting news feeds 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and everybody's inserting themselves in the story. And so then now everybody's in this opinion society where we're just desperate to tell somebody what we think instead of really listening and going back and forth on an issue. It's just always about the emotional argument of being on a certain team. And that, I think, makes communicating difficult. And we should be doing more of just listening and talking back and forth.
Yeah. What about you, Victoria? You're in conversations with friends at dinner.
Our group of friends, within our group, personal stuff. None of us really have any interest in talking about politics because it's all frustrating for us.
So if you were at dinner last night, would you discuss what Cher said to James Corden on The Late Late Show? Corden's question was, who were the best lovers in your life? He asked her point blank, top five lovers, please. And she only mentioned Tom Cruise. That was it.
What?
She was asked on the Late Late
Show. She was with Tom Cruise?
She apparently had an affair with Tom Cruise. That was news to me, too.
Did she carry him around in a backpack? She's like 2 feet taller than he is. I know. Was she kidding?
No.
Maybe she was joking.
No. Not at all. Look at the video.
That's the only answer? Just Tom Cruise?
Well, she wouldn't name the others, but she did say Tom Cruise was a great lover.
What? Good for her.
The ultimate beard for him.
I know, right? That's exactly where I'm thinking, too.
45 past the hour here on the DJV show.
Teenagers and sleep. It's a nightmare for many parents. But can getting your kids off to school later translate to improved grades? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Your teenager's brain runs on a different clock. While adults require anywhere from 6.5 hours of sleep a night, a developing adolescent's brain needs 8.5 to 9.5 hours of sleep each night. Teens not only have a longer sleep requirement than we do as adults, but according to Dr. Helene Emsalem, director of the Center for Sleep and Wake Disorders,
with puberty and the evolution of adulthood, they experience a gradual and progressive shift in the actual timing of the sleep period to a later start time and wake-up time.
Studies corroborate that. Indeed, allowing teens to sleep later can result in stronger test scores. But more importantly, it can translate into a less grumpier teenager around the house.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So Kate Spade apparently is still dead. She plans the people who worked with her donating $1 million to suicide prevention. I think that makes some sense. This is her family doing this, right?
No, this is her brand that she actually has not been associated with.
Oh, the one she sold off.
Coach, yeah. It's essentially the Coach company, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? So
I think she sold it, like, more than a decade ago.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what does this tell you? That they're conscious? That this is a problem people are recognizing, and let's do something about it? What is this? Is the company looking for promotion?
I think her name's on it still.
Yeah.
Her name is the brand. The designs are inspired by her. So I think it's only appropriate that they step forward and pay tribute to her in some way, even if she wasn't associated with them when she died.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Yeah. The company's president said, "We hope that our support will shed even more light on the disease and encourage those who suffer from mental health issues to seek help. Collectively, we must all do more." Hard to argue with that. So good for them. 10 before the hour here on the DJV Show.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You know that we're known for our health expertise here on this program. Good Day Health has two doctors. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us to focus on more of the items that he studies from the journals of medicine. There are always studies going on. We always ask the question, well, are the studies a reflection of who's paying for them? I guess it depends. Here's a study that I'm guessing is probably pretty accurate, Ken. The blood sample study. And whether or not the information that comes out of it would lead you to believe you'd be a good candidate for losing weight, right? That's very interesting. I thought that. And does, sometimes these things get too down into the weeds. Such, I mean, that's how you put it. Let's not get too down into the weeds. But this is something, and the reason that you like to go through these is because you can synthesize the information and tell people what it really means. So, what do we mean when we focus on blood work and dieting?
Exactly, Doug. Imagine a blood test detecting small molecules, revealing whether a person is following a prescribed diet. Well, the future is here. Findings published this week in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition demonstrate that dozens of measurable metabolites in the blood can easily show adherence to a diet. This was shown using the DASH diet, the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure. This is a diet which is designed to lower blood pressure, emphasizing fruits and vegetables while restricting red meat, sodium, and sweets.
So what do you, would you go on this diet?
I use this diet tied with the Mediterranean diet, the combination of the two. The DASH diet is fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. And I add to that the Mediterranean diet, which adds things like fish, chicken, turkey, olive oil. And these two diets, some people call them the mind diet when you put them together. But the neat thing is, you know, you ask a patient, you suggest a patient to do it, nothing's working, they're gaining weight, their blood pressure's up. Well, here you can have a blood test to confirm whether they're following doctor's instructions.
Oh, wow. Yes,
it is a wow. And it's here.
Technology, man. Okay. There is a focus on heavy people and why they have trouble losing weight. And I've always been fascinated by this. There are different types of problems with weight. Some people have a thyroid problem. Some people have medical problems. Some people just eat the wrong stuff. So how do we discern the difference here?
Well, people can be overweight for thyroid problems, and I think more people wish they could easily explain it that way. That's just 2% of the people who are overweight or who are obese. But the news this week is that overweight and obese folks hold starkly different views on diet and exercise than their normal weight peers. Taste is their top consideration when choosing what to eat. Nutritional labels are rarely examined, and their relationship with food tends to be more impulsive and emotional. This is according to the Hudson Institute report this week. And while many obese folks were open to the idea of smaller meal portions, they were less likely to exercise than normal weight people. Cost was a factor, with many believing that healthier foods were more expensive, and if you choose correctly, they don't have to be.
All right, so I wonder how much of this stuff can be moved by technology. I was looking at the story of there's a new brain implant device that actually you can plug into your brain that will reanimate limbs of people who are suffering from paralysis, who have been injured, that sort of thing. And I was thinking, okay, one more step. How come you can't plug in something into the brain to help people stop eating or making bad choices?
I think that will be coming, because a lot of this is how your brain reacts to a lot of these issues. And brain massages would work.
Yeah, I would think. Well, this is actually something that you stick in your brain. It's a probe that sticks into your brain. Wow. What the future holds for us. As long as we're talking about losing weight, let's focus on the here and the now and the number one item, Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is the healthiest choice around for weight loss. This is not an inexpensive way for you to go through, but you get benefits. You're going to go through the program, you want to lose the weight, you want to stay off the obese list, then get on to Calotren. It's really an amazing product that works because it's using the body to lose weight. You need collagen in your body. That's natural, but the amount in your body starts to decline when you get older. So fat creeps in because you don't have enough collagen to keep the lean muscle mass as prominent. So add collagen, you're all set. Collagen peptides, the number one ingredient in Calotren. Want to lose weight guaranteed the natural way? Go to toploss.com. Special 10% discount on the bottles you buy using the DJV code. That's toploss.com, or call them to order. Lose the weight at 833-TOPLOSS.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.